Our movement is about replacing a failed and corrupt political establishment with a new government controlled by you, the American people. There is nothing the political establishment will not do, no lie that they won't tell, to hold their prestige and power at your expense. I'm doing this for the people and for the movement, and we will take back this country for you, and we will make America great again.
What is up, fellow patriots? This is your friendly neighborhood patriot, Hannah, and welcome back to the Red Patriot Show. I am so happy if you guys are watching this or listening to it today. So happy to have all of you guys here. So hopefully everybody had a great Thanksgiving holiday. Hopefully everybody got a lot of food, had a great time with family, got to watch the Macy's parade. If you did, I'd say a lot of you patriots got a laugh at one part of it, which I will show here in a little bit. And hopefully the dog show afterwards. The border collie did not get picked, so Katie is very, she's over there sleeping right now, but she is very, she was very sad. I didn't even get picked in the final lineup, so she was very, very sad. But I took the whole week off podcasting, just to, you know, spend time with my parents. My mom was off work, so we got to do a lot of fun stuff, spend time with my family, so, and then my niece's birthday was, you know, on Saturday. So it was a really great weekend whole weekend. Hopefully all of you guys had a lot of fun as well. There's a lot that we have to be thankful for. I know that things could be better, but you know what? They also could be worse, which they may be getting worse, for a while, but we'll like it at the end. Just have to go through some bad times. But I wanted to do an episode just kind of on a few of the main topics that's are being talked about right now, like the DOJ probe, Arizona. Like I said, they're calling for a recount now, which that was to be expected, I think. And then I'm going to show you guys a few things, including one kind of really old story at the end. I don't think I covered it. It would have been a year ago. No, more than a year ago, because March 24th, 2021. Then it happened. I started doing podcasting in April. So it would have been like a year and a half ago then. Hopefully you guys will find it encouraging. Just a few things that hopefully you guys will like and maybe be a little bit encouraged by them, but I'll go ahead and share my screen. Do that. Okay. So obviously Garland, the interesting thing about this Garland, you know, taps war crimes prosecutor Jack Smith is new Trump special counsel. Okay, so the probe into Trump from the DOJ, you know, it's not really surprising. But what is surprising is this. Okay, based on recent, and this is a quote from Garland, based on recent developments, including the former president's announcement that he is a candidate for president in the next election and the sitting president's stated intent to be a candidate as well, I have concluded that it is in the public interest to appoint a special counsel. Now, because he said, including the former president's announcement that he is a candidate for president in the next election, that is the very definition of political prosecution. And not really anybody is talking about that. I heard this originally from, the original Mark Z, who he's awesome. He knows a lot of the currency stuff. I would just suggest you guys all go listen to him, the original Mark Z on YouTube. He's really great. He knows a lot about that. He's very, very, very learned. He knows, and he's got a lot of contacts. He knows a lot of stuff about the currency. RV type kind of stuff. But he brought this up and he said, wow, no one's really talking about it. And I went and found the quote from it. I'm like, oh, wow, no one really is talking about it. But it's a big deal because Garland, in quote, admitted this is political prosecution. And all you have to do is Google, do communist countries investigate political opponents? And it'll give you the very hallmarks of a communist country, which is political repression, political persecution, et cetera, all of that, you know, attacking an opponent. Usually they get to the point where they kill them. But like I said, I mean, what the majority of American people think, this is just a hop, skip, and a jump away. So it's interesting. He admitted this is political prosecution, so he should have to get in trouble for that. Of course he won't, at least as far as we know. But I did think that was interesting. And that was a good point that Mark Zane made, that like he admitted it's political prosecution, which is persecution or prosecution. Both words would work. I think it's a big deal. And of course, you know, Trump says he won't partake in special counsel investigations, slams his worst politicization of justice, which it is. And at the same time, you know, they're trying to get Trump to testify January 6th counsel. He's saying, or January 6th committee thing, whatever it is. And he's like, I'm not gonna. So there's a lot of different factors running around in the whole thing. I do think it might be interesting because if it is 2024 before we see certain things happen or some events happen that we've been told are going to happen, and if it's a few more years, then that's going to, you know, take us to 2024. And but at the same time, you know, the House Republicans say top priority is to probe the Biden family. And that's going to be about the Hunter stuff. And did Joe Biden know? And if so, as president, quote unquote, if he is, you know, compromised, and that could be under the line of treason. So there's going to be, if we see if this play out for the next few years, I think it's going to be a dueling, or even if it's just for the next few months, I mean, it's going to be a dueling, one side fighting the other, you know, the deep state still trying to attack Trump and other patriots and stuff. And the Republicans in there. Now, granted, a lot of them are rhinos. I get that, guys. I do get that. I am not high. I'm just a 23-year-old redhead with blue eyes, which is 0.17% of the population. I know a lot of you heard me say that. I like saying that because it's a fun fact, because I technically am a minority if you count, you know, hair color and eyes, which is kind of color. I guess it's not skin, so it's maybe not necessarily a minority. But anyways, it's a minority of like how the hair and eye color is spread out, I guess. I kind of just lost my train of thought when I went on that rant. But if we see this play out for a few years, it's going to be probably a dueling back and forth. Oh, right. What I was saying about, I remember I was talking about the not pretty much me not being high up enough. I don't have intel. I don't have sources. I don't have any of that. I'm just trying to help you guys and help even myself at the same time connect some of these dots. I don't get paid enough to know the stuff that's going on. General, like that type of stuff, I don't get. So the rhino stuff, who's good, who's bad, I have no idea. But if we see this play out for the next few years, I do think it's going to be the back and forth. Trump, the ones attacking the Biden, or the ones attacking Trump, and then, you know, or investigating Trump, and then the ones investigating the Bidens. So that will be an interesting kind of saga. Now, at the same time, you know, this is from last week, two Arizona counties delay certification of 2022 election results. And then I don't have the article pulled up, but then now there's a lot of the people asking for a recount there. Because we know Carrie Lake won, we know that, but a lot of the people there, you know, knew enough at least of the fraud about 2020, and were like, okay, hey, this was stolen again, we want a recount. So, because the margins was like so close, I think the difference was like 20,000 votes, so that's generally a recount would happen in that, but of course, you know, the deep state or whoever's, they're not going to want that. So we'll keep an eye what happens there. Now in Brazil, I couldn't find a more recent article, but I do know I have heard that they are still protesting down there. This is from a couple weeks ago. Bolsonaro supporters protest against Brazil's presidential election results. The deep state stole it from Bolsonaro. We know that. So they're still protesting down there, like walking streets, et cetera, et cetera, all of that. So there's kind of a lot of stuff going on in the election front. I do think probably Brazil does play a part in kind of our plan, quote, whatever it is. I do think it's going to be an interesting thing to keep our eye on. I've said that before. I don't know what's going to happen there. But we will have to see. So that's kind of some of the stuff on that area. Oh, and then also I think, right here it is. The Poland, the missile that went to launched or whatever, Poland, that was found in Poland. I didn't even read the whole story. I just knew there was, you know, something about a missile from Poland. They were trying to say it was from Russia. What's interesting is that even NATO countries, let's see, where is it? The NATO chief, Stoltenberg, said Kiev's air defense missiles were most likely to blame. Basically, NATO and even Biden are saying, yeah, this probably came from Ukraine, because Ukraine's trying to say, oh, it's Russia. But even Biden and the NATO head guy, one of the NATO head guys, is saying, oh, it's actually probably from Ukrainian. It's actually Ukrainian. It's probably from Ukraine. It's not from Russia. Which is funny, because if they were the deep state would be saying that it was from Russia to try to start nuclear. So this is, I guess this could be kind of the start of, there's just a lot of weird things, and there are a lot of weird things that have happened that shouldn't have happened, and a lot of things that shouldn't have happened that have happened if the deep state is in full control. And I'm not saying that I don't know who has more control. I don't necessarily think it's 100% one way or the other, but I'm just saying, if the deep state was in control, why don't they shut down Gitmo? They've been saying they were going to. It's expanding. Why don't you do it, guys? Like, what's stopping you? You're in control. You've got the House, the Senate, though, at least in the public eye, you've got the House, the Senate, and the White House. So why not shut down Gitmo? Like I said, it's just, you have to wonder, it's like sometimes by not acting, what does that mean? By somebody not doing something that they should probably do, given whoever that person is, why are they not doing that? And like I said, it could be because they don't have the power, which is more likely. Anyways, now this is just a couple of things. The article I'm going to show you guys at the end is the old one. These are just a few things recently that I found really kind of funny. Or the next one's funny. This is from Tucker Carlson. This was from last week. I don't know. Let's see. What date does it say? It was Tuesday. So this is from Tuesday of last week. He said this at the beginning of his show. And now I'll let you listen to it, and then I'll go in and explain it just a little bit. Okay.
Balenciaga. Balenciaga is what they call a luxury brand. Balenciaga. A top miner. To be true. And of course, we are not levels of politics and finance. There is a shadowy cabal. Kid Rock joins us in a minute to explain what might happen and how to stop it. But first, good evening and welcome to Tucker Carlson tonight. It is a stable of so-called conspiracy theories that the highest levels of politics and finance, there is a shadowy cabal of pedophiles who use their power to hide the crimes they commit against children. That people think that. Sounds pretty far out to us. Too dark and strange to be true. And of course, we are not obviously endorsing that idea. On the other hand, you can kind of see why people might believe it. Jeffrey Epstein, for example.
Okay. And then he goes on to explain the whole thing, talk about the Balenciaga thing, all that. I wanted to show that to you guys because if you guys watch court, you know, shows, law shows, and this actually happens in courtrooms because, you know, I've seen it, you know, in actually like Dateline shows where it actually shows videos of court hearings and court proceedings. But you know, whenever the attorney, whoever it is, will either make a statement or ask a question to the defendant that they know the other attorney or whatever is going to say objection to, they ask the question and then they immediately say withdrawn, or they let the other attorney say objection, and then the judge says sustain, and then they say withdrawn. But the thing about it, it's like toothpaste. Once it's out, it's out. You can't put it back in there. And it's a tactic that in law, like, they use. So what's interesting is with Tucker Carlson saying this, and I've not heard him say anything like this before, and I've been watching Tucker Carlson pretty much nonstop for a year and a half now, and going to continue to, because there are small red pills. There are small red pills throughout the show. So it actually is pretty cool, like, as it continues. But this, he just explained, you know, the whole QAnon thing. All he didn't say is, you know, the satanic underbelly of it, you know, them actually eating children while they're alive, like that kind of stuff, like adrenochrome, all that. But with him actually saying that at the beginning, I've never heard him say that. So I find that interesting that he said that, since that's the first time I've heard him say that. Because he's saying, well, we're not saying that. On the other hand, you see what I'm getting at, guys? That is a way, pretty much, you can say whatever you want and then say, but on the other hand, or you can say whatever you want and then you can say on the other hand, and then you can try to, like, discount it or say, oh, well, we're not saying that's true. So it's a sneaky way of doing that whole, you say the question, and then you automatically say withdrawn, but it's still out there for the jury, like in the law shows. So that's the first thing I thought of when I heard that clip. Now, if you guys watched the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, which hopefully you guys did, it was cool. It was honestly, there were so many transgender, more than likely, dancers in, like, the Broadway shows, because I was watching all these so-called girls that apparently were supposed to be girls, but they weren't. You can look at their bone structure. It was actually pretty sickening because I'm like, oh my gosh, you can't even tell sometimes like who the women and the men are anymore in them. It's kind of scary. But this was pretty funny. Biden phone call to Thanksgiving parade broadcast begins with 20 seconds of confusion. Can you hear me? Okay. I guess her name's Dylan Dreyer. I guess. Okay. And I won't be able to actually, I can let you guys hear the audio because it's YouTube TV. I won't be able to, you guys can't see it because I can't, you know, screen share it. But this is pretty funny. And I will say this had my dad and me almost rolling on the floor laughing. We had to stop because we were laughing so much. And what was funny is that we were actually talking about, you know, some of this, you know, Patriot stuff, Patriot Deep State versus White Hat stuff. We were talking about some of it actually while we were watching the parade. And then I think it was like, actually, it was about, I was like 30 seconds before. And I said, oh, I wonder if Biden's going to call in because, you know, presidents have before. And it was about 30 seconds later. And like he did. And I was like, oh, my gosh, he actually did. And I thought it was going to be, you know, really good. But this happened.
Many people, it's so amazing. And they're also.
Oh, hold up. Let's see. I'll go back and find it. YouTube TV for any of you guys, if you have it, it kind of messes up sometimes. Or it's hard to like, there you go. All right.
Oh, you know, I'm not one to take a phone call during TV. Oh, but I think I should answer this one. Hello, Mr. President?
So awkward.
I don't think I can hear you. Can you hear me, Mr. President?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hello? Happy Thanksgiving, Mr. President. Are you there?
We're here.
Oh!
Okay, so that is about like 20 seconds of it. And it's kind of low on here, but if you guys go, I couldn't find an actual like YouTube video or something. I can't find anybody who's videoed this, but it probably is out there somewhere. I didn't spend enough time to look for it. But it's him. And it's just, it was so awkward. And we were laughing so hard because you can hear him kind of mumbling in the background something. And then Jill is like saying something. You can't really make out what it is. But he's like, oh, and it's lit. Okay, guys, seriously, put yourself in the position, put yourself in the mind, not the satanic part, but put yourself in the kind of the strategic part of the mind of a deep state player. Would you have this dip do anything where he's talking? Okay, if this even was really Biden, you would either, they would have already 25th dim and gotten him out, or they would have put their own body double in for him who can speak coherently. I mean, look, Obama and Clinton and all these people, Hillary Clinton, I mean, these people, deep state, but, and like I said, Satanists, but they are some of the best orators, some of the, and they're the best people at speaking. Okay. So why in the HGLL do they have this nitwit? I watched Garfield Thanksgiving, so I've got that word in my mind, older word, but still, why do they have this guy being the face? I mean, you have him doing that on the Macy's Sexy Every Day Parade live, 20 seconds of awkwardness. He's there mumbling. I'm like, what? There's too much weird stuff here for this all to be real. We've gone way past. Now, I'm not saying, I can't explain exactly what is real, what isn't, what's quote unquote optics, what's, who's deep state, who's not. I'm just saying, guys, if this were all real, there would not be all this weird stuff. Look, guys, if the deep state was fully in control or the majority of in control, this would not be happening because they did not get the power they have by being stupid as a certain word that I'm not going to say. They did not get to be this powerful by being this stupid. And this is the last article I wanted to show you guys. Because, and this, like I said, this is a year ago. Okay. The Evergrande. Oh, let's see. Okay. The Evergrande. Remember the Evergrande, the cargo ship that got stuck. Remember? Well, it drew male genitalia in its previous tracking because you can track a ship, right? That right there. And like I said, sorry if any, not trying to be crude on here, but guys, this was a year ago. This does not happen. You don't make that by accident. You do not make that by accident. There is too much weird stuff here going on for something not to be going on. Okay, now I'm not saying we still may be in this for a while. There may still be certain things, and I would almost guarantee that there are still certain things that certain areas that the White Hats have not get the White Hats military set or whatever have got to get under control. But this is not a coincidence. And neither is all the stuff we've been seeing with Biden or, like I said, Tucker Carlson saying what he did. There's a reason people are saying and doing the things that they are. And so I don't know what it is, but just this is from a year ago. I would encourage you guys to go and look at kind of what transpired with that. But guys, that is male genitalia. And that is, you have to know what you're doing to make that. So all this to say, do I know what's going on? Exactly. No, I don't. Like I said, I'm just a 23-year-old kid. I don't have the clearance. I don't have any of the sources. I didn't know exactly what all this stuff means and what it is. But when you see things like this that I showed you at the end and things like, you know, Gitmo, they're expanding. They said they were going to shut it down. Why haven't they? Guys, if the deep state were in control, if they had the upper hand on stuff, we would not be seeing this. That doesn't mean that our side has, like, it's an 80-20 split. It may be little, like, we have 80% of control, they have 20. It may be even a little bit closer margins. I'm just saying, they would not be doing this. This would not be happening if they had full control. Because they are smart, cunning, even wicked, but you have to admit when your enemy is smart. That's in the Art of War book. Know your enemy's, you know, strength, and you have to admit whenever he's, you know, very, very strong and knows what he's doing, because otherwise you're going to underestimate him. These people would not be doing it. So hopefully those, particularly the ones at the end, hopefully that encouraged you guys some. Like I said, the Evergreen story, I would really encourage you guys to go back and kind of look at that story, because that was a year ago, and things were better then than they are now. So what is the future going to look like? I don't know. I do believe the future is bright, even if we have to go through some bad times. And I do have faith in the people out here, whoever's doing it. So just keep each other encouraged, right? Okay. I always say that at the end, but it's really important because we all need encouragement at some time. And we just went through Thanksgiving. We're getting ready to go into Christmas, you know, giving and loving your neighbor. And it's like, it's a holiday time where we should be thinking about all that. So whatever happens, I don't know. But whatever we have to suffer through, we're going to suffer through it together. And I really do think we are going to like what's coming. Like I said, I think I've said that almost at the end of like every episode that I've done probably for the last like month, or for since I started back podcasting again. But I really think we're going to like it. And so just this stuff is, as ones out here say, optics. Optics or pantomime, which frankly, it's the same word, whatever you want to call it. Doesn't mean the stuff's not happening, but the intent and who's controlling it, I think, is the part. I don't think I've done an episode since I finished the season, but American Horror Story, the newest season, talked about last season. I think I actually shared the clips. I can't even remember what video it was on, but it had blood drinkers, dubs underneath the White House, all that type of stuff. Steve Jobs was alive, which was interesting. I've heard that one out here. I don't know if it's true or not, but anyways, I thought it was interesting because it didn't contribute at all to the storyline. It was just put in there. And this was last year's season. This season has, it was all surrounding the AIDS pandemic. Now, granted, it is, like I said, American Horror Story. I would not recommend you watching the show. It does have a lot of bad content in it. Particularly this season, it's all surrounding the gay community of New York in like the 1980s, I think. But it's, and you don't find out until the end, it was surrounding, spoiler alert, if any of you guys haven't seen it and you haven't watched the end of it, like, don't listen to the next few minutes of what I'm saying, but it surrounds the AIDS pandemic, and it has Operation Paperclip, and not a forefront in there, but it's in there, and that was, you know, created by the government to kill off, you know, people that they didn't want. So it had kind of the similar feel to the last one. So there's a lot of stuff going on right now. Just everybody keep calm, keep each other encouraged, love each other, enjoy the holidays, enjoy time with your family. Just keep doing what you're doing. Keep up with the news. Like I said, there's not necessarily quote unquote a lot new out here, but that's okay. Just kind of keep doing what you're doing, because depending on how long this goes, we're going to be in a holding pattern, but that's okay. You know what? We're going to enjoy. Actually, we just booked our vacation for August and September next year. So, I mean, if things have blown by then, and great. And if they haven't, we're going to go to Myrtle Beach and enjoy. We love the place. We go there in Myrtle Beach, and we're going to love it, and we're going to enjoy it, and still, you know, fully in this stuff, but, you know, still enjoying your life, because at the end of the day, that's what we need to do. That's why a lot of this stuff is being done, so that way Americans can, you know, enjoy their life and can brace their families and go to work and not be overtaxed and all this. That's why, so people can live their lives and enjoy it. So love all you guys. And of course, remember to stay encouraged, keep each other encouraged, love each other, and just remember to keep calm and patriot on. See you guys later. Hello, fellow patriots, and thank you all so much for watching today's episode. I would also like to thank the sponsor of this episode today, MyPillow. Mike Lindell is a genius in many, many areas, and his products are absolutely no exception. Mattress toppers, sheets, slippers, bath towels, and of course pillows are just a few of his many products that you can find at MyPillow.com. When you use promo code Hannah, you can get up to 66% off of all his amazing line of products. My bedroom personally is absolutely filled with all kinds of his products, and my dog Katie absolutely loves her MyPillow dog bed. Well, at least when my kitty Demi isn't stealing Katie's spot on it. There are so many amazing patriot businesses out in America today, and we all need to support them so that together we can all defund the deep state and refund the kingdom. Until next time, this is your friendly neighborhood patriot Hannah signing off and saying, remember, stay encouraged. Thank you for watching The Red Patriot Show. To find more of my content, resources, and where you can find all of my video platforms, as well as all the social media outlets I use, go to www.theredpatriotshow.com. That's www.theredpatriotshow.com. See y'all later.